Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your favorite mentally ill host, Damon Hammock, your favorite sufferer of narcissistic personality disorder, NPD for short. Today is Thursday, the 16th of January, 2020. I actually have a therapy appointment this morning. I'm sitting outside my therapist's office right now. Decided to give y'all a little insight before I went in, and then I'm going to do part two when I come out. So this is part one of how I'm feeling right now. Right now, I'm just feeling a little, overwhelmed with life here and there, and just a little tired, just trying to get over a few hurdles in life and just trying to become who I, just the fact that I have not NPD makes it tough to be satisfied with where I am in life. But I try to stop and appreciate how far I've come. I mean, weight loss, education-wise, career-wise, and things of that nature. But right now, it just seems like, I'm not doing enough. I feel like even when I'm trying my hardest, even when I'm doing this and doing that, I feel like my time is not, I'm not in control of my time. I feel like I'm not in control of my scheduling. I just feel like I'm not in control, and a lack of control can lead to the most, leads to most of the suffering and stress in my life. So I'm trying to take back control. I reconfigured my schedule with my older son to get him a few different days during the week to try to free up a little bit of my time Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to be able to do more, to get work done and things like that. But I don't know, I just feel overloaded right now. And like when I come to therapy, I go once a month, and it seems like every time I come in here, I feel overloaded. But when I leave, I feel like I have a new outlook on life, and it just kind of gives me that, it kind of empties the, I call it the insanity tank. It kind of empties the insanity tank to allow me to thrive and have a better day tomorrow, the rest of the day today, and then just appreciate my day more, because it's like a mental dump. You kind of get to clear out the tank. Or whatever. And then, like, over the next month or so, it'll fill back up slowly, and then it'll dump again. And then fill back up, and dump. It's like a cycle. But it's a cycle that I have to go through because of who I am. Like I said, with NPD, there's no cure for it, but there's treatment. Like I said, I've gotten better. I'm going out. I'm doing things outside the box. I feel like last 2 years I've been aware of what I have, 2.5, I think. I feel like I've changed a lot. I feel like I'm more out there. I feel like I put myself out there to be judged, to be critiqued more. I hate being critiqued. I don't know if you, like, people with NPD, we hate being judged. We hate being critiqued. We hate people giving us any kind of criticism or telling us we did something wrong or things. We hate it. I hate it so much. I hate authority figures. I hate all that. That's why I have to try to work for myself and things like that, because I hate authority figures. People feel like it's a control. Like when somebody's, you have a supervisor or something like that, you feel like they're in control of your life. You know what I mean? So being in control of your life is one of the main things that will help you, just feeling like you're in control of your life. It's one of the main things that will help you kind of get through and things like that. So working for myself, I'm in control. But this is the catch 22 of that right there though, because like I work for myself and and deep down, I hate myself, so I hate my authority figure. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of funny that I work so hard to work for myself, and then like, but it's all good though. Like I said, it's just like I look at my past, and like I said, I feel like I've been on autopilot the last few years. But now that I'm awake, I feel like I'm in more control of my life, even though I realize what I am and how I think and my weaknesses and my strengths and things like that. So I've been just working on taking control more and more and more. That's what I'm going to talk to my therapist about, making some bigger life decisions, going back to school, making scheduling changes, just trying to move, trying to get out of debt, just everything. And I just need this session right here, for that, because like I said, I feel stronger. I feel like I'm on a better path, and I feel like my vision is a little bit clearer when I leave here. So that's my goal for today, is to go in here and get a little clarity, because clarity is power. There's power in clarity. There's power in goal setting, and there's power and things like that. I'm just like, don't know, I'm not mentally exhausted. I'm just like, I'm not even overwhelmed. I'm just tired, man. I'm just like, I want it now. And I've been listening to a lot of Steve Harvey and a lot of Eric Thomas and Tony Rohn, I mean, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, things like that in the morning. And they all, I mean, pretty much all of them say the same thing, just from different point of views, different. They all come from different perspectives and backgrounds and stuff like that. But I'm just trying to get closer to God. I'm trying to get closer to myself and just figure out what I have going on in life and things like that. So I'm going to cut this thing short because, like I said, I have to get dressed to go into this therapy session. And then it'll be, you know, go with me and my boy Omar, my partner. Gotta go clean some shit up and then back to the office. I love y'all. Stay tuned for part two because I'm going to let y'all know how therapy goes, what I talk about, how we get through this thing, and go from there. Don't suffer in silence. All right, guys. Welcome to part two post-therapy. Had a great, great session, man. I feel so like, I don't know. I always feel like I have a different perspective when I come out of there because I go in there, I tell her what my life plans are, how things have been going for the previous month, and I come out with like a different perspective on how to readjust my, like, course correct, readjust what I have going on in my life and to just do better. Like she told me, I told her about my obsession with different things in life, and we got to talking about the TV show You by the character Joe. And how I get where he's coming from. I understand his obsession. Even though mine doesn't go as far as stalking people and killing people and whatever he's done, mine goes as far as, like, I have to know everything about certain people, about certain things and things like that. So I understand obsession. So that's why I kind of watch Joe, and I know I get Joe. People think they get Joe, but I am Joe. I get Joe. But still, man, I need to work on being less obsessive. And it's just like worrying about what people think about me and like prejudging people based on body language. Because I've been doing a whole bunch of studies on body language and things like that. And she tried to tell me I need to not necessarily stop studying body language, but stop basing how other people feel about me based on what I think is wrong with me. Because most of the things that people think about you, good or bad, are based on how it makes them feel. So I need to work on doing that. Like I said, I feel like I'll be responsible for how people feel about me. And she said, that's not good. That's so unhealthy. So I've been working on doing better and getting better at that overall. So that's my plan for the next, I got to go back in like 3 weeks. So that's my plan for the next 3 weeks, is to become better at that, become stronger, faster. Not stronger, faster. Become just more mentally fit, work on my mental wellness and things like that. And just talk about stuff about how to approach different things in life, how to motivate people differently and things like that. How I the games and stuff I still play. I mean, I don't play them on such a large level, large extreme like I used to, but I used to play them on a huge, extremely high level, like fun, like little manipulative games. I still play them, but not as much as I used to. Not to like to the grand scheme of things like that. So I have to work on doing that and just work on relieving stress and like realizing the amount of things that I actually control in life and the things that are out of my control. Because the things that you can control in life is so minute compared to the things that you can control. It's crazy. And like stressing over things that you can't control will lead you down the path of craziness, obsession, and things like that. So I have to work on that as well. So that's what I'm doing right now, is to just get everything in order to keep moving forward and relieve stress, work on my scheduling better, and just become a better person overall. Anyways, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short because it's part two. I love y'all. Don't suffer in silence. Get to a therapy session. It's therapeutic, but it make you feel better. I promise to God it will. Anyway, I love y'all. Do not suffer in silence. Peace. Mental illness on Facebook. Mental, HEALNESS on Facebook. Thank y'all.